1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 segment brought to you this morning by Mainstay Suites. Remember Mainstay Suites when your group needs an accommodating room to gather. Book your reservations by calling 343-7756. Mainstay Suites.
Mainstay Suites invites you to check out why they are one of the fastest growing hotel brands in the country. As Emporia's only extended stay hotel, you won't find a better deal. Their spacious and renovated rooms are perfect for your family visiting from out of town, and the meeting room is great for your family gatherings. You can book reservations through the Mainstay Suites Facebook page or call 620-343-7756. Mainstay Suites, 2602 Candlewood Drive. Mainstay Suites, live like home.
KVUE News Time 8:25, Newsmaker 2 time here today. We're pleased to have with us on the KVUE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio Line, Crosswinds CEO Amanda Cunningham and Crosswinds Children's Community-Based Services Director Kayla Scott.
Kayla, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
Outstanding. Amanda, how are you today?
Hello, Amanda.
Amanda, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
We're good. Well, Crosswinds has been in the news a lot here over the last year and a half, and in a large part because of the consolidation effort. We also had Jennifer Williams joining us on the on-air chat just about a week ago to talk about children's services in general. And before we dive into our current topic, which is dealing with youth mental health issues, Amanda, let's talk a little bit about kind of how things are standing right now with that the consolidation effort and the fundraising effort to support what you got going on.
Sure. Yeah, we have been in our new building at 1601 State for a few weeks now. We actually got to move in one of the recent snowstorms that we had, so that was an exciting time. We were able to move our Gateway program, which serves kids K through 12 in psychosocial curriculum and activities, as well as our therapeutic preschool, and also our community-based services case managers down into the basement of that building. And I think they've really enjoyed being able to be back together and be able to network together. And it's really been an exciting time. They've worked very hard to get their spaces set up and user-friendly and ready to go. And kids seem to be enjoying the atmosphere and environment as well. And so things are going really well, and we're just so appreciative of the campaign and people's willingness to help support that and really help us be where we want to be as far as services we're providing in the spaces that we're in.
Kayla, have you moved over yet?
Yes, I have. We're over at the basement, and it is wonderful all being together, like Amanda said.
What is it that really stands out for you about now that you're over and you're settled, kind of how things have improved here for you specifically?
I really feel like all of our youth programming being able to be so close together. We get to share our resources and our curriculum books and just having conversation about different cases and making sure we're supporting youth and families as best as we can.
Okay, let's dive into our topic at hand. And this is, the way it sounds, is upcoming mental health first aid training here for youths. And Amanda, I will let you start this conversation as to really kind of how this has developed getting to this point here so that these are already on the schedule.
Yeah, sure. Mental health first aid has been a national program for several years, and we've been running both youth and adult mental health first aid for several years as well. But it's just nice now that we get to have those in a nice, you know, in our new facility and have people come into there a little bit more space than we've been able to utilize before. But because we've already been doing it, and Kayla's one of our great instructors, we've got multiple people. It's actually something I used to do, and it's probably one of my favorite things to do. And so they're really designed for the layperson, for anyone to come in and just get to know and understand mental health better. And with the youth course, it's really focused on understanding mental health signs and symptoms for, you know, kids in that 12 to 18-ish range, because mental health looks different for kids than it does adults.
So what does the entire session entail? Is it a number of sessions? Amanda, how does it work?
Yeah, and I'll let Kayla, she's probably the best expert at that right now, to just talk about the structure of those courses.
All right, Kayla, floor is yours.
So there is, like, how we run it is there's a little bit of pre-work online that people do. It takes a couple hours, but it really goes over a lot of those different diagnoses that we see with youth and some of the risk factors and warning signs to look for. So those are things like anxiety, depression, eating disorders, ADHD, substance use disorders. Once the pre-work is finished, then all of our participants come in and we have a session where we talk a lot about, again, different signs and symptoms. And we also talk about and practice skills to use to support youth who are struggling with a mental health challenge. And we practice those. So similar to like if you were to go to a CPR class and practice like chest compressions and rescue breathing, in our course we will do the same. We have a lot of activities. It's very interactive. And we practice and have lots of discussion around different things like how to listen non-judgmentally and give reassurance and information and things like that.
Gotcha. Now, is this strictly for Crosswind staff, or is this basically community training that's coming up here so other different sectors can get that information and maybe get a better sense of some of the mental health issues that are at play for our youth?
Yeah, it's open for all. And so anybody who has, you know, regular interaction with adolescents, it's a great training to participate in.
What was the reason, I guess, for that specific approach, instead of just strictly for Crosswinds, but opening it up to the community so that they can see this?
Well, you know, the same with CPR and not just training, like medical providers, you want as many people to have the knowledge and information as possible. That way they can be that first line of defense. The course really talks about, you know, crisis situations, but also non-crisis situations. And so you want as many people in our community to be aware of those signs and symptoms, what to look out for, and how to, you know, intervene and offer support as early as possible.
How do folks get signed up, Kayla?
Well, right now, they would just email me. So it's okay. Just my email at scott@crosswindsks.org.
That's easy enough. Amanda, I was going to ask you, and Kayla, I wanted to get your thoughts on this too, but really how prevalent are our mental health issues with our youth? Because they seem to be now pretty regularly discussed for adults. How prevalent are they for youth? And I guess with that in mind, how critical is it for these services to get to youth so they don't have extended problems later? And Amanda, I'll start with you on that.
Yeah, I appreciate that question because it's very important. Our kids and youth and mental health really we need to have a good understanding of it. So there's a few key facts that just kind of help answer that question. One is most mental health problems start in youth. So about 11 years of age with anxiety. And many of us have some sort of sign and symptom of anxiety at times, whether it's, you know, anxiety of a certain animal or critter, or, you know, talking in front of people, those sorts of things. So anxiety is pretty prevalent, but it's starting at age of 11 is the median age. And then there's some things we know. We're not very knowledgeable about mental health, so courses like Mental Health First Aid help give us that knowledge and empower us to be able to do something about concerns that we see. And then mental health professionals aren't always around. And so that knowledge really just helps make sure that, you know, we can help as bystanders and make sure people kind of get connected to those resources. And then going back to that youth, we know that the earliest prevention is best. So if we can get in there when those signs and symptoms start, whether it's at age 3 or whether it's at age 11 or, you know, adulthood, the earlier we get involved, the better. And research really shows that only about 40-some percent of individuals ever actually seek help professionally. And of those, it takes up to 10 years to get that help. So all those stacks start to stack together. If I'm 11 and experiencing anxiety and I don't go until I, you know, 10 years later, I'm now 21. And as you all, you know, we all know what that's like in that age frame of all the things that happen. And then if I choose to get services, you know, I would have been much better off to do that at 11 than 21. So we really want to do children's and youth services and make sure we're getting in there as soon as possible. So the therapeutic preschool helps assure of that. And then our school-based programming where we have kids of all ages come in, and then things like the youth mental health first aid.
Well, you're doing a lot of youth-based service activities. There's no doubt about that, serving a big need here in and around the Emporia area. Again, with Crosswinds Counseling and Wellness CEO Amanda Cunningham and Children's Community-Based Services Director Kayla Scott. Amanda, your new facility there in the Souder Building, I understand we have an open house and ribbon cutting coming up?
Yes, we do, and we want everyone to come check it out.
All right.
So next week, it's fast approaching. It's next week on the 8th.
We will have an open house from 5:30 to 7:30, so anyone's welcome to come. We're going to have a different staff person's look around the building so they can share kind of how that building is getting used in that space and who they serve and what that looks like. And then on the next day, on Friday the 9th, from 12:30 to 1:30, we have a ribbon cutting where the chamber comes. And yeah. So two different types of celebrations, but we really hope people can take advantage and make it down and come see it because it's really cool and we're really proud of it. And we had a lot of community members that were part of making that happen.
All right. Well, before we wrap things up, Kayla, I'm going to ask you really how prevalent you're seeing mental health issues in our local and area youth, and kind of use that as a way to remind folks to get in here on the sessions, kind of when the sessions are and how they can get in touch with you to get scheduled.
Sure. So, we know that mental health challenges are very, very common in youth. It's at least, one in five that we're aware of. And so this is a great opportunity for anybody who has, again, those regular interactions with youth, like teachers, school staff, coaches, parents, to sign up for a course that can give you just some basic information and knowledge and approaches to use when interacting. And so our upcoming trainings are on February 29th and April 22nd of this year. We're going to also have one in July and in November, but those are a little bit later. So, and it's really easy to get signed up. You just shoot me an email. My email is kscott@crosswindsks.org. And let me know you're interested in signing up, and I'll send you date options and all that stuff.
And is there a cost to this?
Yes, for community members, it's $50. But again, it's a full day training, so well worth it.
Okay.
Sounds good. And again, the open house here, Amanda, the date for that?
February 8th at 5:30 to 7:30 is the open house, and February 9th, next Friday, from 12:30 to 1:30 is the ribbon cutting.
Sounds great. Well, ladies, thanks so much for joining us here today. Best of luck here with these efforts, and thank you again for the work that you're doing here for our mental health and mental wellness. Amanda, thanks again.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Kayla, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, there. Get signed up if you're interested. Good programs, good programming.
Absolutely.
Take advantage of, yeah.
Absolutely. So, again, if you want more information, go to crosswindsks.org or find them on Facebook, which is how I found out about the Youth Mental Health Training Center. So, want to let you know that as far as our schedule goes, we filled things up pretty quickly here yesterday. So, our traditional interview schedule is full. Tomorrow morning for the Newsmaker 2 spot, we have Emporia Public Library Director Pauline Stichini, because the library has a special Valentine's program. We'll go into details on that tomorrow.
And our Newsmaker 2 segment brought to you this morning by Mainstay Suites, 2602 Candlewood Drive, Mainstay Suites. Live like home. Mainstay Suites. 837, good morning.
Hey folks, Mark Kohler with Clint Boyer Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Toyota. 2024 is here, and we're going to start it off with at least $2,024 in savings. From now till the end of the month, you could save at least $2,024 with dealer adjustments on every vehicle in stock. We also need your trade. Call or stop by and see a sales professional that can help you optimize your savings. Great selection, great service, and overall great experience.